Why did the International Monetary Fund refuse Pakistan's plea to reduce property transaction rates? Welcome to the World Daily Brief, your go-to source for the world's most important news. Today is Monday, March 24, 2025, and here's what you need to know about the International Monetary Fund's crucial decision impacting Pakistan's economic strategy. Let's dive in. In a critical move, the International Monetary Fund has declined Pakistan's Federal Board of Revenue's request to lower the transaction taxes for the property sector. This decision comes despite earlier indications that a reduction might be possible, pending formal approval. The refusal marks a significant moment in Pakistan's ongoing negotiations with the International Monetary Fund, as the country seeks to secure financial stability amid challenging economic conditions. The International Monetary Fund's stance also extends to maintaining current tax rates on tobacco and beverages, further solidifying its firm position on Pakistan's fiscal policies. As Pakistan and the International Monetary Fund inch closer to a staff-level agreement, the country must provide written assurances concerning provincial procurement of wheat to keep the negotiations on track. Interestingly, while refusing tax reductions, the International Monetary Fund has shown a willingness to expand the existing $7 billion extended fund facility with climate finance under the Resilience and Sustainability Facility. This move, pending approval from the fund's executive board, could potentially add up to $1 billion for Pakistan's Climate Resilience Fund. Why does this matter? The International Monetary Fund's decision not to reduce property transaction rates reflects broader fiscal discipline demands, impacting Pakistan's economic maneuverability. With the Federal Board of Revenue facing a potential revenue shortfall due to Eid al-Fitr holidays, the implications for Pakistan's fiscal targets are significant. This development underscores the International Monetary Fund's influence on national policies and the delicate balance Pakistan must maintain to secure international financial support. For professionals and decision-makers, this highlights the importance of anticipating fiscal policy shifts and understanding their broader impact on international relations and economic planning. As Pakistan navigates these negotiations, stakeholders should consider the potential ripple effects on regional stability and investment climates. That's it for today's World Daily Brief. The International Monetary Fund's firm stance on Pakistan's tax policies underscores the critical interplay between national fiscal strategies and international financial support. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated on global affairs. This is AI Michelle signing off. Until next time.